No, Catherine, and this is an issue I raised at our last municipal district meeting, where I've received numerous representations from people, especially people who are getting off the train in Ballymore, which is the train to from Dublin to Sligo is a 6 times return journey. So there's lots of trains coming and going on that line, but people are getting off in Ballymore and they may be living in Tobacurry, and yet there's no connecting bus route. And it's very frustrating, primarily for tourism, for people who are working, for students, and also for a lot of the towns, the smaller, we'll say, towns around that, where people need to get maybe to work in Ballymore or to work in Tobacurry. There are many factories in both towns employing lots of people, yet people in Tobacurry have no bus service to Ballymore, and vice versa, people in Ballymore have no direct bus service to Tobacurry. Now, both towns have hotels, they have many shops, and I think it would be a no-brainer for Local Link to put this service on. Any of the Local Link services that have been put in place already have been extremely successful. So there is a huge demand out there for people for a bus service to connect Ballymore and Tobacurry. And also we mustn't forget the very popular North Connacht College, which is a higher education facility situated in Tobacurry. And many students from Ballymore are saying they have difficulty getting to Tobacurry. So it's something I've called for previously, and I'm calling for it again. The government needs to put in place a Local Link bus service to support two of the largest towns outside of Sligo Town.
From what you're saying, it does seem as though it is a viable option. In terms of the representations you made previously to the government and Local Link about getting a bus between the two towns, what has been the response?
Well, at the time, it was really, I suppose, down to funding, and I suppose that in light of the 981 and the 977 services only being, I suppose, fairly shortly being established, but we have seen the huge success of those services in that they've had to put more routes on. And people are saying it's a great value service, it takes vehicles off the road, and primarily your young people, you know, who may not have the money to be putting cars on the road, that they have this service. And the very strong feeling I have about this also is the absence of strong social support for connectivity and transport for our older people, you know, who it's very important for their well-being, and especially loneliness for people who are in their houses all day. If they had a Local Link service to connect Ballymore to Tobacurry, you know, to get people into towns, bring them into the libraries, bring them into the shops, you know, they could go in for a bite to eat. It supports the towns, it supports the people in the rural communities. So it's a no-brainer, but it's something the government have to put funding into to increase the services for, you know, our rural towns. We have services into the larger towns, which are welcome and they're great, but we need now to look at connecting our rural towns to support the rural towns and to support communities living in and around them.